Good afternoon, Wrangell. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1 p.m., and we have our guest, Aaron Angerman, in the studio today. He's on the Wrangell School Board, and today is the first day of school. So if you have a question or want to just say hi, you can call in at any time. That number is 874-2345. Aaron, thank you for coming in.
Junebug, thanks for having me back on. It's been a while. I was wondering how I was going to get back on here, but apparently just signing up for school board is all I had to do.
I think you're involved in a lot of different things.
I try to be, but I guess I would probably pale in comparison to most of the town. We wear a lot of hats and wrangles, so.
Yeah, that is right. That is very cool. Okay, yep. So you took time away from your job at the hospital to come hang out with us today, and partly because it is the first day of school.
So, it is.
Yeah. How has your first day of school been?
A little hectic this morning. I probably should have set my alarm earlier. I did get both my boys out the door and delivered to school on time with lunches and first day photos and all of that. So I would say it was an accomplishment, but not without a couple hiccups along the ways. But mom was already at school. She doesn't have to know that.
Absolutely. Yeah. What grades?
A first grader and a freshman.
Okay. Yeah.
The first grader is a little more excited than the freshman this morning, but we'll see how they do when I pick them up this afternoon. So pretty cool.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So we know that the kids are busy all day. The teachers and administrators are busy all day. So thank you for coming in, to give us a voice for, you know, the school year that is to come.
No problem.
Yeah. So tell me, you know, what are you excited about this year?
Well, I'm excited about, I'm just finishing my first year of service on the school board. So that's an accomplishment, I think, on my side. I'm pretty happy about learning quite a bit all the time. It's something that I have never done in this sort of capacity previously. So I'd been around a board and being recording secretary of the hospital board or working as administrator previously, but actually serving on the board was a real learning experience. So I'm excited to have a little more of that under my belt and to keep moving forward. So that's pretty cool to me. But last year when I came on, I think at the school district was looking at two new principals and a new superintendent, something that I don't know when the last time, if that's ever happened. So a lot of turnover. And so to have a little bit of consistency, to have our principal of the secondary schools, Mr. Macri, returning, Superintendent Lancaster returning, and now our lead teacher, Jen Miller, taking over the elementary school. It'll be nice to be able to see, kind of have the ball rolling from the get-go instead of trying to reintroduce new people to Wrangell and things like that. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, definitely. So, the first year doing anything can be tough. So it's something that you and the administrators are building on. So kudos. Maybe you could just tell people, well, what else are you excited about that's happening in the schools this year? You know, what are classes that you are excited about or activities or just anything that the kids are going to be dealing with that is new and interesting?
Well, I think there's sort of a new focus, even at the middle school age, all through high school, of having opportunities in graduating students that are more prepared for fields like healthcare and digital or computer fields like that. So they're offering those classes a little earlier, and that's something we want to keep doing. The goal in Wrangell, and I think the vision, is not just to graduate students, but they want to be prepared. They want to be innovative, resilient, things like that. Well-rounded students that no matter where a life takes them after graduation of high school, they want to be prepared. So always good opportunities in the healthcare field. I know that firsthand. And I'm also nothing better than having any computer literacy program and things like that under your belt. And I think we're geared to offer those opportunities to all students here in Wrangell.
Yeah, how so?
It seems like there's that middle school specifically, they're reaching down to sort of, I don't know if you want to quench the appetite of these kids before they even get to high school to see if they like this computer path or this healthcare path, things like that. So even as a freshman, they can go in, meet with an advisor and sort of say, hey, this seems like something I might be interested in. How can I maximize this throughout school? So these programs starting earlier, I think as early as seventh grade, is really a good idea and something that it's nice that we're able to still do. So I'm really excited about that and utilizing some of the staff we have here. As I said, we wear lots of hats. So some of these staff are going to be teaching courses that maybe they weren't previously, or we're going to utilize other people in the community by getting M certificates and things like that. It's really cool to be able to offer that because schools of our size, we don't want to be limiting what we're able to offer class load wise, and we haven't had to do that. So it's pretty great to be able to expand and do more with less.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. So I mean, what that looks like I'm hearing is that kids in middle school, I guess if I'm a kid in middle school and maybe I have an inclination for healthcare, you know, what are you saying the district is able to do for me? You know, am I going to be partnered up with some person in the healthcare field, or am I going to have somebody from the healthcare field visit my school every once in a while?
Now, those details will probably have to be asked to the superintendent and or the site principals. I'm not really sure what those look like. Just know that these programs are being expanded to being offered earlier. And I definitely think that something in Wrangell we like to do is to involve people in the community, partner with different organizations that have these experiences. We want to grow these staff and everything from our local crop and things like that. So I guess you would have to ask the superintendent and our principals to see what that exactly looks like. But I just know that's something we are expanding on this year and emphasizing.
Yeah, it sounds like something that the administrators are really excited about and trying to reach out to other people right now to see what that would look like.
Yeah, that's something we're definitely wanting to do. Myself as a school board member, we're trying to get administrators in there that are able to do this without us having to micromanage or anything like that. So to have a staff that's thinking that way is great, and we'll just help give them the tools, the budget, whatever we can to accomplish that.
Cool. Yeah. Right on, Aaron. So we can go to a break here in a little bit, but yeah, anything else that you're excited about this year for this school year?
I know they're having a kickoff barbecue coming up, and I told Kim Powell up in the office I'd give it a shout out, and that on Thursday the 29th, 5:30 p.m. at the covered court by the elementary school, there's a welcome back picnic. Hot dogs, salads, and stuff like that. I know I'm supposed to bring something. So we'll have food. You can learn about the Title I program, things like that, and just what's going on back to school. So in a community event near the school that we hope everyone comes and checks out, parents, community members alike, please stop by and see what we have going on there at the school. But we're also just really pushing the community to feel free to approach the school about volunteering. And we're rolling out a new volunteer booklet that kind of explains what it takes for us to have you sign up and be a volunteer. So if anyone would like to do that, if you want to read to the kids, if you want to run an after-school program, you want to come in and just do art, if you don't know what you want to do and you just want to help, see Kim Powell, the administrative assistant in the district office, or you can call 2347. And speak to Kim about how you can help. If you have an idea, great. If you don't and you just want to help, we have plenty of things that you can do, and we'd love to have you up there. Like, again, we're trying to do more with less. And just like many organizations here in Wrangell, probably wouldn't be functioning at the level we are without volunteer help. So we definitely want to make that easier. There is some legal things we have to do to get you on the books to be able to volunteer, but we want to help make that easier and know that we can find something to maximize your help, and we appreciate it. So please feel free to stop by and talk to Kim about finding a way for you to help out in the classroom or around the classroom.
Okay. Right on, Aaron. Thank you. So You are listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1:10. We have Aaron Angerman in the studio today. He's your school board representative, and we will be back shortly. If you want to call in at any time, remember, the number is 874-2345. All right, the time is 1:11. We have Aaron Angerman in the studio, and we are back to talk about the beginning of the school year. So we talked about some things that Aaron is excited for. Now give us a sense, Aaron, of what are some issues that you're looking to tackle while you're on the school board this year?
Budget stuff. I think that's one thing when I came on board last year is I was able to be on the budget committee, which I think has accelerated my knowledge of how the board works and how the district operates and things like that. And I'm really glad that I was part of that committee, especially given over the last year on a state level and a local level, what budget issues have presented themselves and how it affects the school. So for me, that's what's really driving me to be, you know, maximizing my time on the board. I think that the issues of the budget crisis aren't going to go away anytime soon at the state level, at the city level. We have some infrastructure issues that have to be dealt with, whether that be water issues, power issues, things like that, that aren't going to go away, that we need to function as a community. And all of that means there's a little less for the school to have, and we're fighting twice as hard for money that maybe presented itself quite easier in the past. So for me, that's been a challenge. And also it's really been a crash course in how a school operates. So I'm appreciative to be on there, but that's going to be something we're dealing with going forward. And sort of one of my first things is to call. We need people to put in for the school board right now. If you hadn't heard, we have on this five-person board, just myself returning, we have a couple unexpired terms that are up, and then also a couple three-year terms that are open. And for these four seats, as of this morning, we have one person who submitted the signatures to declare themselves to be on the ballot October 1st. So with all these issues facing, if you are on the fence or considering hanging out with me on the board for a few years or even just 1 year to see if you like it, now is a time to make sure our school district is able to offer the level of education we've offered in the past or an experience that exceeds that faced with all these budget cuts. So it's not an impossible task, but there's some big decisions to be made. And if you want to be a part of it, now is a perfect time to come in, go down to the city, grab your declaration page, go out and get about a dozen signatures, turn it back in by Friday at City Hall to the borough clerk, Kim Lane, at 4 p.m. And that'll get you on the ballot. This is, again, if you have any concerns about how the state budget is impacting not just education, but each community as a whole, this is a good time. If you have concerns about how the school can operate when city contributions might be dwindling in the future, this is also a great time. So for me, the challenges have been the budget, and those will remain because we want to be able to present the staff, the administrators, with the budget they need to give the quality of education that we want to be known for. And It's tough at times, and some tough decisions have to be made, but I'm glad I could be a part of those, and it's one of the reasons that I'm driven to improve myself as a board member.
Right on, Aaron. Yeah, so you heard it from Aaron. If you are interested in one of four board seats, is that correct?
That is correct. There's a couple full three-year terms, like the one I signed up for last year. Mm-hmm. There's also a two-year unexpired term. If you want a couple years of test run, you don't want to do 3 years, you have commitments that won't allow you to take a three-year term, that's available. Or if you just want a one-year term, there's one of those out there too. So if you've ever had an inkling about wanting to join, you have a few different options to put in for here for whatever level of commitment you want. If you just want to test it out for a year, that's available too. So, and this isn't with the one person putting in for four seats. This isn't specific to the school board. I was at the clerk's office this morning at about 9:30 a.m. and including the four assembly seats, the two port commission seats, and the four school board seats, there's three people that put in as of this morning for eight spots. So I urge everyone, if they're on the fence for any of these organizations, if you want to be in the assembly, port commission, or school board, there's not a lot of time left. But yeah, it also doesn't take much time to get 10 signatures signed and turned in to the city. So please, if you want to do so, not to be cliche and say to fulfill your civic duties or something that like that, but I just myself just thought I could help, and I wanted to pick a board that I could be a part of, and I'm glad I did. And I think a lot of people out there may feel that as well.
Yeah.
And just to jump in and give it a try and get those signatures in before 4 p.m. on Friday.
Yeah, 4 p.m. on Friday. So like Aaron said, it probably won't take you a long time to fill out that application and get the signatures, but there is a hard deadline. Cool. So, you know, I mean, the budget is definitely, you know, that is something that the school board has authority over. Maybe you can give people a better sense of what is it that the school board does and really has authority over, and what does the school board not? You know, what is that? What's left up to the administrators and the teachers to just, you know, fulfill their duties?
So we do have to create a budget, pass a budget. We also have to make sure policies are reviewed and they're passed so that something is there to govern them by. But our main thing is we're hiring the superintendent and giving the superintendent the tools to get administrators in the schools that allow the teachers to teach, that allow the students to learn. But we're at this level where we don't want to be having our hands in the day-to-day. We want to give that superintendent in there, the right person in there, and give them the budget and the tools and the policy they need to run this school. And we're on that level. I think that as a board, you don't want to reach beyond that. You want to stay up at that level, and we've been doing so. So if you think that you're going to come in and as a board member have your hands in what goes on inside of each school, it doesn't quite work like that. And it's a good thing, because that a school would not function well doing so, as I think any organization would. So as a school board, those are kind of the main things we got to worry about. And we'll be approving some recommended hires and things like that. So there is some checks and balances, but for the most part, we're working to create an administration model that can allow things to function in the classroom without us having to deal with it and not having to step in.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. So, I mean, but when you talk about an administrative model, I mean, you know, what does that entail? And I know that there's also, you know, a lot of subcommittees within the district that address very specific issues. And that's one way people can get involved, whether they're on or off the school board, is my understanding. So, yeah, maybe you can even just talk about maybe what are some of those committees. Just when we're talking about policy, it's the policy of what?
Thanks for bringing up the committees. The committees, we're actually making a push. And when I say we, I think the district office and are making a push to have community involvement on each of these committees. Like I said, I'm on the budget committee. But there's room if some in the community wants to be on this budget committee. You can come into the district office, talk to Kim Powell, and get a sheet and see how you can sign up and see how you can help. In addition, the budget committee is a calendar committee, career and technical education committee, curriculum committees, support system committees, policy committees, school improvement team, and technology committee. If any of those seem to pique your interest or you want to know more and you want to serve, perhaps go to the district office and talk to Kim. We are looking for not just input from staff or board members or administration, but it's nice to have a voice from outside of the school, whether you be a parent or a grandparent or a community member, a business owner, something like that. You just want to help or you think you can help. come on in and sign up. That's a good way to, you know, have an impact on the board. You'll make recommendations for the board while not actually serving on the board. You'll have an impact of, you know, how we're collecting data, how the stuff is presented to us. So that's great. If you want to serve on these committees, it's a great way to get involved with the school without having to serve a certain term on the school board.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Aaron, you know, we talked about your first day of school today and, you know, what you're excited about and ways that people can get involved in the district. Any last thing you want to discuss before we head off air?
Maybe just one last plea for people to sign up. I came back to Wrangell in 2010. Growing up here, went away to school after graduating from Wrangell High School. Wasn't sure if I'd make it back or there was opportunities for me to come back. Once I came to help out family, I realized this place I wanted to stay. And not just stay for the reasons of the opportunities my kids would have, the freedom they would have. I wouldn't be have to be sitting around in a car in traffic somewhere driving my kid back and forth to practice. There's the safety and security and the experiences that you have in rural Alaska and Southeast Alaska you don't have anywhere else. And I wanted to have that, and I know that in order to sustain that, it takes a certain level of involvement for a certain amount of people, and I wanted to be one of those people. So if you think you want to help out, not just on the school board, but the assembly, the port commission, on a committee, if you just want to come in and read stories to kids on a certain day, please sign up. Come to the district office. Tell them you want to be a volunteer. You can follow the school, Wrangell Public Schools Facebook page to be sort of in tune with job opportunities when they open, volunteer opportunities, events that are happening, like the community cookout, or go down to the city hall, grab yourself a declaration form, get your signatures, and turn it in. I was on the fence up until probably the moment I turned in my declaration form about a year and a month ago. But I'm happy that I did, especially now being involved. It's helped me quite a bit understand what goes into not just a school district, but the community, and how we're able to offer what we can in a community of this size. And I think that I think we're doing good things. And if you want to, doesn't matter if you have experience or not, they'll help you out. I said I've been around boards, but I never served on a board before. I was part of the school board. But I've had help at every corner. I have questions. We have people that are experienced, parliamentarians, things like that, that you can bounce ideas off of. They can help get you training. They'll walk you through it. I guess I was really happy with the experience with the board this year. The members on the board, we didn't always agree with everything, but we can always walk away from a meeting joking, happy, talking. We had a good relationship and continue to do so to this day. So, again, I just want to speak to my positive experiences. And if anyone feels like maybe this is something they thought about before, I urge you, go grab a form, take it to the grocery store, bring it to your place of work, get your signatures, turn it in. I think our community can use you at this time.
All right, Aaron, thank you for coming on to the show today.
Thank you, Junebug. Anytime.
All right, you've been listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1:25. We've had Aaron Angerman in the studio today to talk about the rest of the school year and what that looks like. So I will be back, as always, next week with another guest.